We're very happy to continue our regular feature on the roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It is our chance to speak in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas and why what they do indeed does matter. This morning, we spotlight Massachusetts Humanities and their Family Adventures in Reading program. The idea is to explore diversity, knowing about the world, children responding to humanities themes through literature and illustration, plus learning the importance of adult-child interaction with reading, as well as conversation. To discuss, we welcome Mary Jo, is it Maychak?
It is Maychak, thanks.
Excellent. Mary Jo Maychak is a national award-winning singer, storyteller, and creative teaching artist, and it's a thrill to have her join us this morning. Thank you, Mary Jo. Haley Wood is with us as well, senior program officer at Mass Humanities. She is the editor of Mass Humanities, Humanities blog, The Public Humanist, and she manages Family Adventures in Reading, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to the program. Haley, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
So give us an idea of how this came to be and came to be a program for Mass Humanities.
Sure. I think about 7 years ago, someone who had been involved in organizing the program in Louisiana approached us and asked that the Louisiana program is called Prime Time, and it's still going strong and is very well regarded there. And she came to our office and asked if she might be involved in getting some partners and collaborators and the public library system in Massachusetts to host a similar program here in Massachusetts. And our then assistant director, Kristen O'Connell, loved the idea, and we got it started, and we made some adaptations to the program and called it Family Adventures in Reading, and it's been going strong ever since. And just a few years ago, we moved from hand-selecting libraries in certain communities to opening up the program to libraries all over the state to apply, and we've had an overwhelming response, and it's been going really well.
The overall goal is what? At the end of the program for the kids, you hope to have accomplished what?
We hope that they've had an enriching experience using books and having conversations with their parents, other adults, and other children in the program, and the storytellers. And I feel that the program is perhaps even more important for the adults who attend, because they expressive storytelling, modeling that, and just sort of creative interaction is presented by the storytellers, who are all very experienced educators. And parents learn how to kind of slow down a little bit, take their time, listen to questions, and pose questions of their own, and understand that the reading experience can be a real two-way street.
So, Mary Jo, you're one of the storytellers. And how did you get involved in this, and how ultimately does this play into your larger work?
Good question. Some time ago, I became aware of the program and made an online application describing my background. I've been doing this work for 24 years, from shows to workshops, and now much more in school programs and using the arts connected to education. And working with Haley has been really satisfying, and with other storytellers as well in our orientations. But I bring a lot of different activities to the program that connect with books. I also was a children's librarian for 1 year. I survived that about 25 years ago, and was involved closely with a children's bookstore called A Likely Story in Springfield before that. My background is literature. So as a storyteller and musician, I try to involve the parents not only discussing the books and with the kids, but also in having them act out stories, play with costumes, dance, move, speak, gesture, echo, make sound effects, lots of various really on hands, on voice, on body ways of connecting with the literature.
We've had earlier conversations last week, actually, with various people about the importance of reading aloud and the importance of reading to children. And that act, when you do that, even not as a parent, but as an educator and as a storyteller, how do you think that the experience is different from being someone other than the child's parent?
I think it's a different relationship. Obviously, I'm new to the children and to the parents. But as somebody who professionally, as part of my job, meets hundreds of people and connects in ways from superficial to quite deep, my goal is to make everybody feel very safe and comfortable and open. And I do that by being open myself. And I get feedback. For instance, some will say, because I'm a storyteller and it's my stock in trade to be expressive and use, in my instance, character voices, this will be different for the children because this is what I work on day in and day out. So the comprehension is deepened when you hear a wolf spoken in a wolf voice or grandma's in a grandma voice and so on.
And Haley, when you think of this program, it is a mix between what you can do at programs at libraries and other institutions, as well as what you can do at home, what you can do with parents and their kids or whoever.
Absolutely. And as a parent of a child who's the age that this program is meant to attract, I can also just shed a little insight on what I feel I've learned from observing this program, you know, not only from the point of view of the person who's overseeing the management of the program and making sure it's a success organizationally, but the tips that I bring home as a parent and how it helps me think a little bit differently about the experience of sharing books with my son and how it increases my patience for his questions and realizes our story time together isn't just about kind of getting through this requirement as a parent that we do this because we're told it's good for our kids. It really is an opportunity to hear what their questions are, think about them together, and explore the ideas in books in a more open-ended manner as opposed to sort of something to kind of check off the list of good parenting.
How long does the program ultimately run?
It's an hour and a half. And it's the structure of the program is that the storyteller, they do, and every storyteller is different, and they do this in somewhat different ways. But the storyteller will read a thematically paired two books that have a thematic connection, and they might break up that experience with an art activity in the middle or a mix-up game where children and adults are encouraged to interact in a more physical way, the way Mary Jo has just described, and then it's they open up the discussion and ask you know very often profound and open-ended questions to both the adults and the children, and it's an hour and a half, and then it concludes with a healthy snack provided by the library.
So give us an idea of some of those questions of these. Questions that are humanities and philosophical questions that you can raise through literature and through conversation that have meaning for the kids and for as a result.
Mary Jo, shall I do that? Or I'd be glad to address that.
Sure,
okay,
go ahead.
I'd love you too as the storyteller.
Great. Well, looking at a lot of the books, one of my favorites is Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters by John Steptoe. And this book builds on a classic folktale motif of kindness rewarded and evil punished. That's heavily speaking, but that in a nutshell is what it's about. And without going to the whole story, it does describe two daughters, Nyasha and her sister. And they're both physically, as illustrated, very beautiful. But one is not kind to the creatures, nor does she help those people that she runs into along her journey. And one of them is going to marry a king. Which one will it be? The one who is acting kindly or the one who is not? So some of the questions are to ask, you know, how do the sisters treat each other? First we do things that are a little more factual, like what did they do? Describe the actions. And there's a snake who ultimately turns out to be the king, and the daughter who is unkind just sees the superficial, just sees this form that she doesn't like and finds repulsive. But the other Nyasha does otherwise. So what does it mean that a king was a snake? How could something be many take different forms, as this character does, kind of in a shapeshifter motif, and be a boy or a woman, or ask a child to do these very strange tasks. Can one person be many different things as a person and react differently in different situations? These are kind of open-ended ones. What is the lesson, do you think, of the story? Not that I try to avoid being very, very direct about any lessons. I like to try to evoke it. But who is the more beautiful daughter? For what reasons? What does it mean to be compassionate, to be honest? What about good manners? Those are a few of the questions that we open up.
And Haley, I asked earlier about how long the program runs, and the individual programs run about 90 minutes. Is this something that you run year round?
Well, the program cycle is roughly aligned with the school year, and so we have a series of sessions in 5 libraries all over the state in the fall, and the libraries that host the program run the program for 6 consecutive Saturdays, usually from early October to mid-November, and then in the spring it resumes again in early March and runs. And 5 additional libraries all over the state will again run the program for 6 consecutive sessions. And families are walk-ins are welcome, but registration is in place in all of the libraries because it does help with the organization to have that step.
You can find out more information by going to masshumanities.org, masshumanities.org/family_adventures, masshumanities.org/family_adventures. Mary Jo and Haley, I thank you very much for being with us. I wish you all the luck in the world with your work, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
My pleasure, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.